The Folk Society meet on Thursday nights. Clear their throats and put their coughs to flight, to sing the dusty cobwebs from the room, a repertoire both in and out of tune. Don't assume a sing-along or worse, this history in song and countless verse pays homage to the man who long ago collected all the songs the singers know. Collected all the songs the singers know.
Edward Alexander, man of action, armed only with his reel-to-reel contraption. 100 years ago in Mac and Boots, set out to faithfully preserve the region's roots. And every night in some small village inn, fortified with fortitude and gin, Mr. Alexander for a shilling would thus record your song if you were willing. Would thus record your song if you were willing. So word got round and soon there formed a queue, and the line of willing singers grew and grew. Brass for oohs and ahs, you can't go wrong when there's someone paying a shilling for a song. When all his tapes are filled up, Edward leaves. There's a history preserved, so he believes. But all the so-called singers back inside, they know they took a city scholar for a ride. They know they took a city scholar for a ride. For they shook the man for every coin he got, with words and tunes all made up on the spot. Invented tales not 20 minutes old, so history like ale is bought and sold. The old contraptions packed away and boxed, and a century is marked upon the clock. So tradition holds that Edward's great collection is honored with a weekly resurrection. Honored with a weekly resurrection.
And now the old society sing the songs, word for word and kept where they belong, as once again they eulogize the past. You can hear the ghosts of history laughing last. You can hear the ghosts of history laughing last.